Sunday in East London. Helicopter blades the whole afternoon over East London, even in the drone of the small pipe organ proclaiming the call to ice cream. Pigeons flutter over brick walls and rose bushes, now old and without fragrance. A man stumbles against parked cars with a last beer in hand before his awareness drifts over to the roses. He takes another piss and pulls up his track pants. He smiles at me benevolently. I've bought flowers, peonies whose heads are slowly unclenching, from a flower seller on Columbia Road with eyelashes like silver parentheses. "Darling," she said, while talking with another woman about the terrorist attack from only 9 hours earlier, and about the tingling in her legs. That was Sunday morning at the flower market in June. Everywhere peonies, the most delicate colors, only 5 pounds a bunch, people carrying them along in their bags. But I am thinking of the heron back home, who stands at the field's edge and never moves, as though he has always stood there, gazing in all directions, quiet and utterly untouched. In the tree at the front of my house flutters a blackbird, who for days has been picking at a kind of berry I don't recognize, whose name Sylvia would surely know, and now I think of all the friends who no longer pick up. Just before dark, women in saris step out into the road, and young men in white garments open their doors a crack's width for friends with cigarettes and hastily parked bikes. In the road, one young man hurries. Even now he wants to kiss the girl, to whisper sweetly in her ear beside rose bushes that are old and wild and still fragrant.